Welcome to the Optimal Body Podcast. I'm Doc Jen.
And I'm Dr. Dom, and we are doctors of physical therapy, bringing you the body tips and physical therapy pearls of wisdom to help you begin to understand your body, relieve your pains and restrictions, and answer your questions.
Along with expert guests, our goal of the Optimal Body Podcast is really to help you discover what optimal means within your own body. Let's dive in.
I always love doing these Gen Health challenges because we get to see the massive improvements that people make within 30 days. I mean, after day one, I was getting so much feedback of people who had rheumatoid arthritis in the low back or just, you know, right-sided SI issues, and already from day one felt a massive shift in their pain. So imagine what can happen in your knee, in your foot, in your shoulder, if you gave yourself the opportunity to try something out. And this gives you a space where you can really not have to think. Like Gen Health, I really created it so you just show up on the day, do the video. You could do one in the morning, one at night. It shouldn't take you longer than 15 minutes a day to really just show up for your body in a way that you probably haven't yet. And if you listen to our podcast episodes, we talk about all of these movements from deep core to improving functional mobility to understanding stability, control, strength, and awareness within your body. We do this all, and I'm educating you. It's not just what exercises to do, but it's why, and it's understanding your body in a deeper way. We have a massive discount for the year that's happening this week only. And I really hope that you take advantage of this, because especially if you've been listening to this podcast, again, this is the time to get in. $159 for a full year of 11 plans with multiple phases to continue progressing into. And I do a monthly webinar to continue to answer your questions, to help you out, to make sure you understand your body. I want you to succeed. So I hope that you get in and you join our community.
Final episode for our optimization series.
The body optimization series.
This is great. I mean, this one, we're going over wrist and elbow.
Which may seem insignificant to some people.
But it's very significant the moment that you start to feel that wrist pain.
Yes.
You're like, I can't do push-ups and planks anymore. Or why is my elbow clicking?
Or
why is it hurting?
Open a door without having wrist pain.
Open a jar. Like, yeah. It really impacts your environment and your life when you neglect it. So we want to talk about how to optimize it.
Yes, and we've done so many different episodes on specific pain points or specific diagnoses, mm-hmm. like carpal tunnel or cubital tunnel, golfers and tennis elbow, which are huge. We have people talking about those all the time, which mm-hmm. they don't always come from. Actually, the majority of the time, they don't come from golf or tennis.
Yeah.
It's just what we call them. And a few others on just wrist pain in general, or de Quervain syndrome, if anyone's ever heard of that. We'll link those up down in the show notes if yeah. any of those sound interesting to you. But today, we're just going to talk about optimization of the wrist and elbow.
Yeah. So first of all, we're doing these two episodes together because there's a lot of connection
yeah.
between the wrist and elbow and how we kind of treat them one in together. Because when we're thinking about the muscles that connect all the way from our fingertips, majority of the muscles connect all the way across that wrist into the elbow joint.
Yeah.
So if we're going to be talking about how I'm moving, and you can do this, just feel around your elbow. So grab around your elbow and then move your wrist up and down in different directions. And you're going to feel those muscles pop out around your fingers because they're connecting up around our elbow. So if I'm going to change what's happening at my wrist, I have to affect and change what's happening at my elbow as well. Yeah,
we have these two huge masses. One's called our extensor mass, which is kind of on the mm-hmm. outside of the elbow, and you can feel that big, you know, lump of muscles there. And when you extend your elbow, you can feel those start to pop out. And then when you extend your wrist, you can feel those start to pop out. And then our flexor mass is on the inside of the elbow, and that's all those muscles that help to flex the wrist and fingers. And that yeah. really plays into like the golfer and the tennis elbow.
Right.
Right. We feel the pain at the elbow, but it tends to have to do with more repetitive motion mm-hmm. at the wrist.
Exactly. And a lot of other, you know, areas of the body that we've talked about, it comes from these repetitive motions. So whether mm-hmm. it is from your job, or you're always typing on a keyboard, or you're just doing a lot of manual labor, or you're on your phone a lot, like different positions that we put our body in, our body's going to adapt to that one thing, but it's maybe overusing muscles in that one area, or we're not utilizing muscles in another area. We're not utilizing our range of motion to its full capacity because we're only getting stuck in one way, which is how I see a lot of people develop, you know, restrictions in even elbow movement, right? Yeah. And they can't extend their elbow all the way anymore because we've lost this ability.
Like my mom.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was thinking of. We've lost this ability to move in different ranges of motion because we start doing the same thing over and over again.
It was so funny. My mom said, okay, we got to do some elbow PT. I need you to take me through this. And she just couldn't extend one mm-hmm. of her elbows. And it was funny. We gave her three seemingly very simple exercises to go over. It was just like pronating and supinating her wrist and focusing on helping with that. So like turning your wrist down and then up, really like basically rotating through the palm. So the palm faces up and then the palm faces down. And so that we were getting her to open up towards that elbow. Because when you supinate the wrist or point the palm upward, you can feel the bone at the elbow kind of open up. And then we gave her like a bicep stretch and then just something like manual type massage around those muscles. And the very next day she's just like, oh my gosh, I can feel the difference. Mm-hmm. So this is those small things that you can do, especially if you've had a pain point or a restriction developing over time. Small things that you can start to introduce. Our body's smart. It's going to adapt to those.
Exactly. It just takes some pinpointed of like, what am I neglecting? Mm-hmm. And what can I do a little bit more of, you know? And that's what we want to help to hopefully highlight of some of the things that you can really optimize around your wrist and your elbow so that you start to open up into these areas that you're neglecting and hopefully help to reduce the risk of injury. That's what we really want to do on this podcast, is help you, one, figure out how you can understand where your pain could be coming from and what you could do to really help to avoid pain in the future.
Yeah, so there's three main buckets that we're going to kind of focus on when we talk about what we can do to optimize. Mm-hmm. One of them we talk about when we talk about pretty much every joint. It's like, what restrictions in other joints could be contributing to this? I think about the wrist a lot when people start feeling wrist pain during push-ups or wrist pain when they go overhead. Often it's because we're compensating through that wrist. We're making it go into these extreme ranges of motion because we're limited elsewhere, like in an overhead press. If I don't have full shoulder flexion or if I don't have good extension through my upper back, I might be pressing dumping into that extension where my wrist doesn't feel supported in that position, but it's the only way that I can feel like I can get that weight overhead. Mm-hmm. Similar with a push-up, if we're not supporting through our shoulder blades and, mm-hmm. and through good shoulder blade glide, we might dump into our wrists when we're doing push-ups and start to develop pain. So some of the areas we want to focus on is our upper back. Do we have good extension through that upper back? Can we get full shoulder flexion? You know, those are a couple of the main areas, or even our chest. Are we really tight through our chest muscles in a way that might affect how we move our arm through our elbow and our wrist?
Which you might think is weird to be like, well, I having wrist pain, like, why am I going to be looking at my upper back? But this is how the pieces all work together. Mm-hmm. And when we're getting so honed in, and I've seen this before, where people are having, you know, carpal tunnel type symptoms, where they're feeling numbness and tingling out into the hand, and they're thinking, oh, it's carpal tunnel, I just need to affect what's happening right at my wrist. But we neglect to look at the rest of where those nerves actually connect from, which is mm-hmm. coming all the way up through that arm, underneath the armpit and into the neck. And again, if my upper back is restricted, if my neck is putting on a little bit more pressure, or my shoulder is really rounded and I'm not moving well through my shoulder, I could be having some compression and tension on those nerves anywhere along that line from my neck all the way out into my arm, leading to what I'm feeling out into my hand. But it's not necessarily just my wrist or my hand that's the issue. It's actually all the way up the chain. So this is why it's so important that we don't just get honed in on looking right at the area that I'm feeling the symptoms, but we have to look around the area.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought up the neck, because that kind of brings to our second bucket, which is nervous system considerations. Mm-hmm. And all of our nerves, our brachial plexus, which is basically this massive collection of nerves that comes out right at our neck and goes and supplies our entire arm. And like you said, we'll talk to people who have this tingling in their fingers and they think that it's carpal tunnel. Mm-hmm. It's because it's a really popular one and people often go to like, oh, I'm having carpal tunnel symptoms.
Yeah.
But then they realize, oh, that's actually restriction coming out of my neck in mm-hmm. more of a neurologic thoracic outlet type you know, symptoms? Or is it cubital tunnel syndrome where I'm having restrictions of that nerve coming through my elbow, mm-hmm. all the way down to maybe it is actually carpal tunnel where the nerves are getting restricted as it goes through the carpal tunnel at the wrist. So, you know, something we might want to focus on there is how does our nervous system move? And do we check that out with some nervous system glides or slides or tension activities? And there's three different ones that you can do to check the main three branches of that brachial plexus.
So quickly, I'll talk through those three areas that you can kind of assess and kind of see what's happening on your body. If you want more visual demonstration, definitely head to YouTube, Dr. Jen Fit, and we'll kind of, you'll see what we're talking about, but I'll try to talk through like relatively easy. So all you're going to do is kind of relax the shoulder and then bring your elbow out to the side. And then you're just going to extend that arm and then let the fingers go back towards you. And what do you feel? Do you feel it through your thumb and through your middle finger? Because this is the median nerve. So it's going to kind of run down through the thumb and the fingers. Or do you feel restriction like up into the elbow, up into like the bicep and shoulder area? Does your neck suddenly feel a little tense? And then sometimes if you're not feeling anything, you can just give your head just a little like a side bend away from that hand, just slightly. We don't want to make anything too intense here. So what do you feel? Does that change it? Do you feel like your neck suddenly lights up to something else lights up? It might highlight like, oh, it's not just in my hand that I'm feeling this or in my wrist. Maybe my neck needs a little bit more attention. The other ones, so if we're talking about our ulnar nerve glides, so this is where we're going to, you know how when you were in elementary school and you figured out how to do the Batman?
Yeah, like put a little okay symbol around your eyeball.
Yes.
if that makes any sort of sense.
Yeah, so you're kind of, again, bringing that arm out and then drop those fingers down towards your shoulder so your pinky is back behind your ear and you're trying to see if you can kind of reach up and in and see what happens. Do you feel it out into your pinky? Because this is your ulnar nerve, so it's going to hit around your pinky. Or do you feel it around your elbow, around your shoulder, around your neck? So same kind of thing. You can tilt your head away. Do you feel any difference? And then the last one is kind of looking at our radial nerve. So this one, we're going to take that thumb and kind of make a little fist around your thumb. You don't have to pull it too hard. And we're going to just kind of, again, drop that shoulder just slightly, drop that arm down, and then pull that. And then you're going to kind of rotate your hand away from you. So kind of like bending the wrist down and away. And then you're going to see, and you, again, can tilt your head away. Does that make it any more intense? Do you feel that down towards your thumb area? Do you feel it in your forearm, your elbow? Again, so we're trying to see like, where is that resistance? You don't want to hold into this. This isn't like a muscle stretch, but this is something to just like, oh, where is that tension? And honestly, you can start to get rid of that tension just by doing some glides into that area. But it, yeah, again, just helps to highlight where is that kind of restriction within my own nervous system where those nerves can be getting losing mobility through the tissue.
Yeah, it's all about like where might some of that tension start to come from, and we might feel the symptoms downstream in the hands, but the nerve itself might be getting a little more restricted up towards the bicep or up towards the shoulder or neck. And you know, just for example, when I do those three, when I do the median nerve, I feel it really heavy through my biceps area, a little bit into my palm. When I do the ulnar nerve one, I feel that one right down into the pinky, more peripherally. And when I do the radial one, I feel that up towards my shoulder more so. So it's not bad if you feel something. Most people will feel something
100%,
when they do these. It's a matter of if you start to do one and it's like, wow, I feel tension really right early on or right away, that might point out more so like, okay, I definitely have some restriction there. And it's another example of like the test, doing these as a test, like, oh, where's the restriction, can actually be the exercise itself that you do to help promote more mobility in that area. This points out how our nervous system is like a spider web. The nerves that go all the way to the tippy top of our fingers come up through our neck and attach to our main nervous system, our central nervous system in our spinal cord. So if we tug at the very end, we're kind of tugging that web all the way through the entire chain. So great things to give as exercises. Yeah. We give them to many people just to do, to try and promote a little more freedom and movement in that nervous system through their arms.
And we do have an episode that we did specifically on neuroattention to understand this in a little bit more depth throughout the entire body. So I highly recommend tuning into that neuroattention episode. Because especially if there is something where there's a lot of restriction or is highlighting like, oh, that's where I get my pain, it could be good to see a physical therapist in person to help work this through with you in a little bit more depth.
Yeah. And so then moving on to the third bucket of things that we want to optimize, our elbow and our wrist health in general, or how those areas are moving. And I think many of people kind of ignore the wrists because we have so much beautiful movement. We move in six different ways, primary planes of motion at the wrist that all combine together to allow our wrists to do a bunch of incredible things. And basically these wrists are the reason we can do so many little fine motor tasks throughout our day. But like we mentioned at the beginning, if you're somebody who works on a computer a lot or works on your phone a lot, like we do, your wrists feel pretty stagnant and they're doing a lot of movements in a short amount of that range of motion. So then if you don't bring your wrists through the full range of motion passively and then load them actively, that's where we might start to have those wrist muscles, you know, gain tension because we're only using them through such a short amount of that range of motion.
And then we go and we do a push-up or plank and we suddenly have a lot of pain because
our wrist is like, what the heck?
Exactly.
We never go into this range of motion. Why are you suddenly loading our whole body weight into them?
Exactly. So a quick test you can do for your wrist, and we've done this on other episodes as well, is bring the forearms together or as much as they will. Some people, you know, they have a really good chest and they can't quite bring their forearms together. So you can like hug a block, you can hug a pillow, like something that keeps those arms kind of parallel to each other. And then you're just going to try to get those wrists to open. So I like to drop in the palms and then open those fingers as much as possible and see how flat of a surface you can make. Ooh, Don, I feel like that's improved for you.
Yeah, I don't know why, because but my right is a little, I can tell, is a little more restricted than my left, which kind of makes sense because I do a lot more repetitive movements with my right. Yeah. So that might be maybe why I have a little more restriction on my right side. Right.
But that's a good thing to point out. Like, oh, if I'm restricted in wrist mobility, this could be a reason why I'm having constant pain every time I go into a position that demands more mobility in that wrist.
If you do that test and you can hardly get halfway to to flat, now imagine what we're doing when we put our full weight into our hands on a push-up and kind of force our wrist into that 90 degree range. Yeah. That's what we call dumping into that wrist extension, where we're not supported because our body clearly doesn't feel safe getting there.
Right.
So something that we can do is wrist push-ups where you're kind of on your knees with your hands on the ground. And first you can do it passively where you kind of stretch into that wrist extension. And then after maybe a few sets of that or holding that for 30 to 60 seconds, trying to just press up through your fingers, keeping your hands and fingers straight, and press up through that wrist and then slowly lower back down. That's going to be a good process of starting to load through that whole wrist extension so that our wrist flexors feel comfortable supporting more.
And again, we'll show this on YouTube. So Doc Jen Fit, go check it out on YouTube. Because passively as well, you can have the fingers back towards you so you kind of stretch the muscles. And then actively, if you're hypermobile, one thing I have to point out is that you're not dumping into the fingers and making like a hyperextended fingers with that push-up. No, Dom's fine with that. That's why he doesn't have to think about it. But press those fingers down like you're kind of like gripping around a big ball and then pushing down, because then you keep a little bit of a bend in those fingers and that's creating a little bit more tension for those flexors, which is really what we want to do when we're getting into that wrist extension. And then we kind of already talked about it for maintaining that elbow supination and pronation. Dom talked about it in the beginning. What you could do is take a small weight and kind of hold like the base of that weight. In PT, we would use like a weighted stick. So if you have a weighted stick at home or like a mace, a really light mace or something.
Or even holding like a dressing bottle from the neck, it's going to give you a little bit of weight to do this with.
And you just allow your arm, you're going in controlled range of motion. So as much as you can, opening that palm toward the ceiling and then closing that palm down toward the floor and rotating in a bent arm, in a straight arm. So you can try different ranges of motion in different positions as well. This is really going to help to optimize how we move around that elbow, which is key when we're doing any kind of sport activities. But also if I'm just moving in my day-to-day life and I'm putting something away or I'm changing something, like we're going to be moving that arm up and down. Yeah. And if I don't have good control here and then suddenly I'm going into push-ups or pull-ups, I could have a lot of strain around my elbow because it's not getting into that full mobility.
And of course, those are just a couple exercises that we want to point out, but we find them very valuable for other people. Mm-hmm. And we love them because they promote good controlled range of motion under a little bit of weight to help you then progress into, you know, more advanced exercises like push-ups. Because when it comes down to it, a push-up is a very advanced exercise that takes a lot of control. And those are the three buckets that we think everyone should be focused on. One is focusing on the joints above and below. So really focusing in that chest, shoulder blade, shoulder and neck area, testing that nervous tension because our nerves, our hands and our wrists become kind of the punching bag when we have nervous system tension. And then focusing on a few exercises you can actually do for the wrist and elbow themselves.
And if you are having wrist or elbow issues, or you've had them in the past and you don't want them to happen again, or you just don't want them to happen in general, we do have, it's just 2 weeks of a wrist and elbow plan on Gen Health.
But there's multiple phases.
There's three phases that you can continue progressing into. And we're actually just launched new videos that support these to continue to expand upon. And like, we just want to continue to give you more content to help you feel really better in these areas. But you'll notice in these wrist and elbow plans, we address the neck and the upper back. We address the nervous tension. And we do a lot of nerve glides in some of these videos. Yeah. So you'll see a lot of these things within the wrist and elbow plan. And this is a way for you not to have to think. You just show up and you do 5 to 10 minutes of them every day, and you know, you start to see change.
Yeah, and you can get your first week for free if you go down to the link gen.health/free trial. For our podcast audience only, we offer $10 off their first month using code OPTIMAL10, so you can get your first whole month for $15, work through a couple of these wrist and elbow plans, and really start to feel the difference on when you focus on all these aspects that we just listed out. Thanks so much for joining us for another PT Pro. We really hope you got some great value out of that. And remember, we're running that massive discount on our annual membership. So you can get that down in the show notes right now. We are running it until Friday only. So come in, join our Gen Health community, do some of these plans, and feel what a full year of committing to your body can feel like. And of course, we'll see you next time on the Optimal Body Podcast.